The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. The Gospel of the Lord.
I had the opportunity on Friday to go and see Father Brent at Our Lady of the Mountain in Ashland. And so, and then on Saturday morning, I celebrated Mass with him. And it's just always really good to see one another. And I couldn't help but think about, in this gospel today, when we had met each other, of course, we met before we were priests, before we were even seminarians. We met at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House for the Archbishop's discernment retreat. So we were both just discerning the priesthood, and we happened to be at that very same retreat that year. And when I heard his vocation story, I think about it from time to time, because in many ways, it's sort of like this mustard seed, this little seed of faith that can grow, especially if you say to the Lord, "Increase my faith." If you can say that to the Lord, I promise you he'll do it, you know, because it's a submission of your will and an asking of following his. And that's huge, huge in our spiritual life. And I remember his story was really kind of a simple one. You know, he's living a simple, quiet life down there in Applegate, you know, near his mom and his sister who live kind of nearby on their land. And, you know, just doing his fish biologist thing, which I don't exactly know what that entails. Every once in a while, he'll tell me. But you know, he saw in the paper, there was an article that Pope Benedict had written at the time about faith and science being in harmony with one another and not opposed to each other. And as a biologist, as a scientist, he just started to read that article. And it planted this seed that was the entire basis of his conversion. He read that, and then he started reading more and more and more. And then you just ask the Lord, you know, "Increase my faith, increase my faith." And any earnest asker of that plea right there, the Lord will answer. Probably not in the way that we think. Almost never in the way we think, it seems, you know, as we look at our lives. But we realize throughout our life, then we can do what's here in the gospel. We can begin to forgive one another once the Lord builds that faith up in us. And then it can start to change things. On our drive back up, I was with my friend Bobby. On our drive back up, we decided to go up Highway 101. And so you see just like the amazing creation that's in the world. And, you know, and the Lord's almost saying, like, if you had faith, even this tiny, it could almost change the wonders of the world in a sense. And I can remember I was riding my bike years ago in college with a friend of mine, and we were riding, and it was a beautiful sunset. It happened to be kind of towards the end of the day. And he was a passionate guy, and just put his hands up in the air, no hands on his handlebars, and he said, "What an artist." That was his response to seeing like the beauty of the world there. And then my friend Bobby said to me while we were driving up the coast, "What was that thing that your friend said to you on the bike ride that time?" He said, "What an artist." And I think that's the way that we start to see the world. once we ask the Lord to increase our faith. We look at everything, the wonders of the world, and we're like, wow, what an artist. And if we understand that God, who can do all of that, and that he can also change us, that's the thing that allows us to forgive one another. As many times as somebody comes to ask for forgiveness is how many times we give it to other people. That's certainly what the Lord does to us when we approach him every time we go to confession. So to withhold that from another person is one of the greatest sins that we could really commit. So just as the Lord forgives us with that faith that we have within us, we have to forgive other people in our life. And if we can do that amongst each other, that's really how we change the world. It starts with a small little piece of faith, and then it starts to change by the way that we interact with one another. God bless you all today.